السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مهدي بلد الإسلام الإسلام. شابتر الأنفال شابتر الأنفال شابتر الأنفال verse 20 till 25. شابتر الأنفال 20 to 25. And شابتر الأنفال 57 to 59. This 5 verse and 2 verse. Insha'Allah, I wish, I really I wish, somebody can reflect and give me the depth meaning of this 5 and 2 verses. In a time we need a lot of reflection, a lot of thinking. The more I see, if I do not fight myself so hard, I'm in heedlessness big time, and I'm not aware about it. That's all I can tell you. By this way, again, I'm not going to talk too much this time. Just tell me what is the depth of meaning and reflection of what I send you. And please, until now, if I'm not sending this for Sabilillah, I will never continue. Because until now, only a few people reflect once in a while, and the rest is silent. And after that, when you said, they said, oh, we have a reflection, but we do not share. If you do not share it, how you know your reflection is correct? How you know your depth and knowledge and understanding is correct? Or you might reflect it your own way. Why I want you to share with me your reflection? Because I will tell you, where are you? By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brother Habib, may Allah love him and make him Habib dunya and akhirah, him and his family. The more he reflect, the more I see what going on. Because reflection meaning you're serious. You're serious about what's happening to you. But when you reflect internally and you do not share it, meaning you are only feeding your nafs. And you will comprehend it the way you want it. And shaitan will cook it for you the way you want it. And you will never comprehend it the way you want. Or the way it should be. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I visited one person. She used to be so top elite in this life. She's in the age of 90 something. Make dua to her, for her, to Allah give her rahmah. And now she's sick in the bed. For years, Allah know how. No money, no caring. And all the most richest people around her, from her family and herself, neglecting her. What you learn from that? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put me in a bed for years, 10 to 20, 30 years, doing nothing? All the loved one left me. All my finance, somebody took it from me. And now I'm living poor in my own bed. Everybody neglect me, waiting for the time. The time is coming. What do you reflect about that? After I visit this lady, she's a Muslim. She make me in a cyclone inside. Because I saw her 45 years ago when she was so elite, beyond your imagination. What do you think? Where are we going? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from heedlessness and save us from this life. and save us from ourself and the ego and arrogance of ourself. Brother Abid, Brother Habib, and only one or two is the only one send me reflection. The rest, silent. Silent. Even I was so happy about the reflection I did with Brother Habib, and I'm so happy for him. I'm really so super happy with him. Why? When you see someone getting back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the meantime you see people leaving the message. I see it all my life. Some people coming, some people leaving. This is another question for all of you. Why people is coming? Why people is leaving? What make me coming toward Allah? And what make me leave the journey of Iman, going away from Allah? May Allah save me to make me among those who leave the message. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I have three messages for you today. The reflection of the verses, the reflection of the elite woman. She's now 30, 40 years in bed, and everybody neglecting her, and a reflection over people who come, people who go. Why people coming? Why people leaving? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me from the heedlessness and blindness from Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.